Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Top stories and more we're going to get to, but first, special guest in the studio, Betsy Papine of Papine Realty. Good morning, Betsy. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. Great to be here.
Another beautiful Betsy in my life, and I'm glad you could come in and visit. And I know you're not here in your capacity as being, you know, a real estate mogul and all you've done there. It is for your philanthropic arm, Papine Gives. Tell me what gave you the idea to put that all together.
Yeah, so we've got, April's our big month. We've got two big events for Papine Gives, which we address the affordable housing issue in our county. We have the highest cost burden county in the state of Florida. And so we're doing two big things this this April. We're doing our pickleball tournament, our third year. It'll be the last week of April, and we have a couple more days to sign up if you're interested. Also, would love businesses. If they want to donate raffle prizes or sponsor, we would be open to that. And then we've got the Amazing Gives that's coming up April 24th. And you can donate directly to us. And we all of that money will go to Habitat to help build our next home.
Yeah, that is, you, and you've been involved with that for a while. I think the last time you raised $50,000,
yep.
And that is the goal again this time around.
It is, yes.
What a great cause. And you were very specific, too. I like that, that it's actually going to what? I think it's a grandmother.
Yes.
Yeah.
A grandmother raising her grandchildren. Yes.
And I mean,
she will actually be at the pickleball tournament.
Oh, really?
To meet people, yes.
And see, so local people coming together, helping their neighbors, basically. So, yeah, the goal of $50,000 will break ground this summer. It's an excellent cause. And here's your great place to go to for all the information. They can sign up here and everything, right, at the website?
Yes.
Pickleballbrackets.com. And then you'll see where you can, you know, pick the Greater Gainesville Pickleball Open. And that's next week. And that's come, everything's flying by, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But this is presented by Papine Gives and Comfort Keepers. And so Trinity United Methodist Church has teamed up with the 300 Club, which, of course, I'm familiar with, but the church, did you put facilities in for it, or do they already have them?
They actually converted. They had basketball courts. They converted those basketball courts. It's still basketball, but they also put in 6 permanent pickleball courts and 2 temporary courts.
It's
beautiful.
Growing. The sport is growing like crazy.
Yeah,
it really is. And you go to some places, like I was over in St. Pete, and you know how it works with the paddles. You're like the next in line or whatever. And that's what gives it a great social ability. You get to meet people. But it was like 12 rackets, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Deep, 12 paddles deep. And it's just like too popular.
Yeah.
You know?
Is that like putting your quarter on the pool table? Is that kind of what you're talking about? I'm serious. I asked that seriously.
Yeah, it is.
It sounds like
yes.
We're next kind of
yes,
thing.
Yes, exactly.
See, I've never played, so a lot of us haven't. So that I've just learned something
yes.
here.
And when you get into the larger courts in these places, they make somewhat of an effort to try to get more beginner level separated from the more advanced
sounds
people.
Cool.
And that way everybody gets along and has fun. So this is going to be another tremendous event, and this is held over 2 days. So just give me some of the parameters. These are going to be like regular hours, 8 to 5.
Yeah, you know, 8 to 5. And then we also have this year, we've added a new component called Moneyball. So that's usually attracts the better players that sometimes go out of town for tournaments because they really want better competition. And so Moneyball, you pay a little bit more and you get
prize money.
A piece of the prize. Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
Yes.
That's very cool.
It should
cool.
be fun to watch, even if you're not a great player. It'd be fun to watch.
That's how you get better. You know, yeah. A lot of it is you learn some stuff by watching other very talented people play. And there's some people out there that are pretty darn good. All right. So this is going to be a great event. And then tell me about the amazing give on the 24th.
Yes, that's something that the Community Foundation of North Central Florida puts together every year. It's a wonderful way to give to any of your local nonprofits. So you can go to their site if you want to donate to other nonprofits. If you'd like to donate to Papine Gives, you can go to our website. But we're also found on their website. But it's just a wonderful giving day for the community.
So if you wonder where it goes, if you give to Papine Gives, it's going to go to Alachua Habitat for Humanity, right?
Correct.
All right. Yep. You're always involved in the community and kind of giving back. And you don't have to do that. Putting together something like a two-day pickleball tournament for people who haven't ever had to try to put together just a single small event, you do something large like that over 2 days. I mean, what drives you to want to do that? Like your day job doesn't keep you busy enough.
Well, you know, I've always had a servant heart, and I just feel that years ago when I started this nonprofit, it was how can I give back to the community? And I thought, what a better way to give back than to serve those who maybe we'll never use our services through the front door.
Right.
And,
okay.
And we can benefit a population.
If you're in real estate, give away.
Correct.
Or help people get real estate, their
exactly.
own. Wow, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. I never thought of it that way. And you gave, 50,000. This has been several years now.
Yes, yes. We started the foundation in 2018.
Wow. That changes neighborhoods, and it gives people opportunities that otherwise are not just not going to present themselves. And now, being invested in the community, then it really means something to the homeowner. You know, you take great care in it. It's yours.
Right.
And
also, it is truly a community initiative. We post the hours that we're going to be working on the home on our website. And so the community is welcome to come out and work alongside us to help build these homes for these families.
Wow. That's fantastic. And I know the participation is going to be huge. I've got a competing event. I've got the Soldiers Freedom thing going on the same time. They're having their annual dinner at the World Equestrian Center. Otherwise, because I had marked it on my calendar a long time ago.
Yeah.
If not this year, for sure next year, I'll get in on that. And we just appreciate what you do for the community and keep up the good work. And we look forward to it next. So, wow, that's coming up already. I can't believe
next weekend.
How soon it
next
is.
Weekend
this month is just gone.
Deadline to enter is the 20th.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay. you know what? Just go right now and just get registered. Pickleballbrackets.com. And we told you about some of the really top players playing. You're going to be put in a bracket that makes sense for your play level. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to be worried that, you know, you're going to get matched up with some, super pro or whatever.
Like Bob or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think I've come a long way, but I'm not ready for Moneyball just yet. Maybe next year.
Okay. You got to have a goal, Bob.
All right. Papine Gives, part of Betsy Papine and Papine Realty, and we appreciate it. It's great to see you, and be safe in anything that's part of your future plans, and enjoy your Thanksgiving weekend as well.
All right.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Did I say Thanksgiving?
He did.
Yeah.
But he's really moving ahead. We thought we were flying through April, you know?
I'm usually unflappable, but Betsy, you make me a little nervous. I don't know why. But thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.